Welcome to Tanakh Daily, covering the entire Tanakh one parak at a time. I'm Rabbi Shai Sussman, and today we'll be discussing Tehillim chapter 82. This chapter has 8 psukim in it. This is rebuke for judges that aren't doing their jobs properly. They're distorting the truth, making it harder for the poor and the needy. The Torah is not theirs to distort. The Ramad Wali explains the connection between this chapter and the previous one as follows. The last parak ended with how it's known in the times of the final redemption, God is going to give payback to the nations of the world who harmed Yisrael. This parak relates, a person shouldn't think when things occur in the world, it's by chance, because God judges the world perfectly. Nothing on earth experiences anything until it's decreed upon in the heavenly courts. Now for the parak summary. Asaf opens the chapter by declaring God resides with any group of Jews. Therefore, judges need to be careful when they're in litigation. God is the one who judges the judges. When judgment gets twisted, the poor and needy suffer. It causes the wealthy to be empowered while ignoring the needs of the regular people. Asaf relates proper clarity around judgment has become so distorted they don't even realize they're making mistakes. This, in return, messes up the whole system. Hashem had appointed judges to carry out his word to the people. But when the judges themselves pervert justice, God's word doesn't reach the nation. So in a way, they undermine the whole reason why God put them in a leadership role to begin with. The chapter ends with Asaf calling on God to rise up and judge the earth. Now for the highlight pasuk. The parak opens in verse 1. Mizmor la'asaf Elohim nitzav adasel bekerav Elohim yeshbot. A psalm of Asaf. God is present in a godly congregation. He judges among judges. Rav Nosson explains as follows. Hashem himself comes down to help judges who are honestly concerned for the MS, truth. Truth is their guiding light. Therefore, when they search for the truth, that is synonymous for searching for the light of God. Because God himself is the God of truth. His signet ring is one of truth. So when judges are looking for MS, Hashem comes down and illuminates their mind with his light, which is the light of truth. So too, each and every single person needs to long and yearn for MS, truth in their lives. The more one works on cultivating one's histokikus and desires for honestly coming close to Hashem, the more God reveals himself to you, the more light God gives you. We must be truth seekers, to long for God and his truth. A little bit of light goes a long way to dispel the darkness of sheker, falsehood. But the main thing is to constantly yearn and long for the truth, to constantly cultivate our innermost desires to want to experience the light of God and the truth of God. May we merit to not only find our truth, but to find the emes la'amito, the emissar's emes, the truth of truth. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.